This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, heading into the final half hour of our Thursday get-together, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park, where tonight the Padres start a four-game set with the first place Milwaukee Brewers.
Milwaukee.
Padres begin play a half game back of both St. Louis and Arizona, who currently hold the final two wild card playoff spots in the National League. Brewers own a 7.5 game lead over the Redbirds in the NL Central. You know the manager of the Brewers is, don't you?
Yes, Murphy.
Pat Murphy. He was a short time manager of
The Padres,
yes.
Look at me.
Yeah, you're doing well. He jumped in there when somebody or other was let go with about a month to go in the season. Was it Andy Green?
Maybe it was Andy Green.
I think so.
No, was he Rod Barajas or was Rod Barajas Chase Tingler?
That's why I said he was there. That's why I said he was there for someone or another. I didn't remember what year it was. I just know Pat Murphy was the Padres skipper for a brief amount of time. Nobody seemed to really care one way or another that he was skipper of the Padres. You know what I mean? Like, it went kind of unnoticed.
It was 2015, yeah. So it had to have been Andy Green.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, Bud Black.
Oh, he came in when Bud left.
Yes, there we go, Bud Black. I just saw it.
All right. So, yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. I think, you know, Pat Murphy's among those in the running for National League Manager of the Year right now. I mean, who else would you give it to? Can you give it to the Phillies? I mean, they're already good. The Dodgers aren't doing better than anyone thought.
Dave Roberts is doing so much with that team, Chris. Are you kidding me? He lost Mookie Betts for a long time.
Dave Roberts.
Shohei Ohtani is okay.
You know what? Take down the cross on top of Mount Soledad. Put statue of Dave Roberts right up there. And I was joking for anybody who thinks I was
I know.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get the...
Chris, you're going to get talking to... Adam's already standing outside the door.
I'm in trouble. But, yeah, I think Pat Murphy would be the guy. National League Manager of the Year right now. I think I'd vote for him.
Trying to think.
So,
he's
good
the only
luck
guy.
To the Padres against the Brew Crew starting tonight. All right. Is there anything going... Oh, my goodness.
What?
Baltimore putting a hurting on the Yankees today.
Yeah.
17-5.
Wow.
With that win, the Orioles will be just, it's not over yet. They're in the ninth. But with that, the Orioles are moving in a half game of the Yanks in the American League East.
Uh oh. Everybody look out. There's cracks in the Yankees foundation.
Look out. Post game spread in the Yankee Stadium locker room. Here comes Aaron Boone.
Oof.
Looking to topple over a tray or two. Not going to be pleased.
You know, whenever someone I do see someone knocking over a food table, it really angers me. It's like, really? Like, someone spent time making that food, and now it's on the
floor?
That's
the part of it. It's not the old, there's, you know, people starving and,
I somewhat believe that, but that food's not going to get to where it needs to go.
It's not going to go there, but it wasn't going to go there anyway.
No, you're right.
Here's the bottom line, is what you just said, is that somebody actually worked hard on making that food.
Like, and you're knock
just
it over?
Like, you know, trashing it.
Trashing it.
People.
It's ridiculous.
All right, we're going to play a little Chris versus the fans here. Chance for you to win what, Scraby?
Oh, you are going to be qualified for a chance to win a grand prize, a two-night stay at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. Tickets to either Hootie and the Blowfish or Smashing Pumpkins at the Blue Live Theater and $150 poolside dining credit. Summer room packages and tickets are available now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com or if you win this game.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy-do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I think I know who you're going to go see, Chris, if you were to win this prize. It would be Hootie and the Blowfish, right?
Yeah.
Over Smashing Pumpkins?
Yes.
I like Smashing Pumpkins, but...
I like Hootie because dolphins make him cry. And you know that... You don't know the song that's from? That's from his most famous song.
I don't know much about Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay. Their very first hit was... I can't remember the name of it offhand, the word.
Okay.
I can remember the tune, but part of it is that the dolphins make him cry. That's one of the lyrics in the song, and he said that because he's a Dolphins fan, Miami Dolphins fan.
I have Hold My Hand.
No.
I Go Blind.
Nope.
Let Her Cry.
Nope.
Time.
Nope.
Only Want to Be With You.
Yes.
Let's see.
Only Want to Be With You.
Hold on, let's see.
Yeah. That was their first hit.
That was their first
Hootie
hit?
Hootie and the Blowfish, and he's a big Miami Dolphin fan, Darius
Rucker. I did know
Rucker.
That. I did know that.
So he uses the lyric, the Dolphins Make Me Cry. Oh, God, you're going to play The Dolphins Make Me Cry?
I definitely heard this song.
Oh, yeah. Here, just play it for a second. You. Play it for a second. You hear the Dolphins Make Me Cry. It's early in the song. I think it is early in the song.
Hootie and the Blowfish on 97.3 The Fan.
That's right. Come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes I'm crazy. Then you wonder why. I'm such a baby. Because the Dolphins make me cry. There you go.
And he's talking about the football
team. He's talking about the Miami Dolphins.
That's
yes.
great.
So that's why I'd go see Hootie and the Blowfish.
I appreciate that.
All right.
All right.
Let's get to the game.
Yes.
I think that's what people want to hear.
By the way, before we get into the game, I have to read the rules, and I have something to say about the callers. So you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're one of those people who tells me you call all the time and you never get selected, and then I set you up with a spot in the game and you don't call, you can never complain about it again. So there. I just had to get that out, Chris. I set someone up. And they just didn't call.
Even you though set they them up and told them how to get in so they could play.
Yes.
And then they didn't take advantage of your...
No, they tell me they are on hold every single day.
Right.
And they never get through.
And you helped them get through and they didn't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, understood.
All right.
I want you to know that for game purposes, I've never helped anyone.
All right, let's go with our first contestant for today. And if you're a first-time player, let us know because you get the first question for free if you are. But let's go to Omar. Omar, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. You ready to play?
I'm ready, and I'm a first-time player.
First-time player! Here we go. Question number two.
Question number two, Omar. You're on your way.
All right. Ivan Rodriguez finished his Hall of Fame catching career with what team?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. Pudge.
The Rangers?
The Rangers. Stay there, Omar.
Yeah, he certainly started with the Rangers. He went to the World Series with the Marlins, but I thought he jumped in with the Giants after the Marlins. Giants.
What? Wow. It was the Nationals.
It was?
No, I think you're thinking of Benji Molina.
Oh.
I got
confused.
Yeah.
He was with the Nationals?
To finish his career.
Ivan Rodriguez?
Let me just...
That's fair.
You make me question.
I make you nervous.
I've been wrong before. I don't know if anybody knows that.
I just remember
Washington Nationals,
really,
2 years.
If you'd asked me what teams Ivan Rodriguez played for, it said Texas and Florida Marlins, and then I thought, anyway.
He's actually played for 6 teams in his career, 21 years total. He played for the Rangers, the Tigers, the Nationals, the Yankees, the Astros, and the Marlins. Yeah, the Yankees for 33 games.
Don't remember that.
Speaking of
the Yankees, they picked up our old friend Tim Hill today.
They did. Tim Hill was DFA'd by the Royals.
White Sox?
White Sox, you're right.
What a lucky break that was.
Yes,
He just went from 45 games out of first place to in first place.
That is awesome for him.
And guess what? Omar's one question away from maybe going to Las Vegas.
All right, Omar.
So let's get back to work.
You ready?
Let's do this.
All right, question number 3. There have been three Padres players to homer twice in a game this season. Name all three.
All three, huh?
All three.
Homer twice in a game.
Yeah. Not tough.
First one, I'm going to go with Fernando.
Fernando.
Okay. Going to need these a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Fernando.
Three.
Solano two. And Manny.
And Manny. Stay there, Omar.
Well, I'm pretty sure Solano and Jackson Merrill are two of them because they did it last week. So the only other one I don't know is Fernando, but I think that one's right. I recall it early in the year. Those are my guesses.
I'm sorry, Omar.
Sorry, Omar.
Try again, Omar.
Good try. Good having you on. Play again. I'll have a little better luck next time.
Yes, Fernando, Donovan Solano, and Jackson Merrill. Donovan Solano and Jackson Merrill did in the same game.
Right. Yeah, that was just very recently.
Yes. All right, so let's go to our next contestant, and that will be Lance. Hello, Lance.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Are you ready to play?
I kind of. I'm working, delivering mail, but I'll pull over right now.
The mail must wait.
Yes, I love it. Rain, sleet, or Chris versus the fans?
Doesn't stop the mail from being delivered.
All right, here we go, Lance. Question number one. Which Padre player made a rehab start for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps yesterday?
You!
Correct. Chris looked at me like, what? Oh yeah, he's saying you!
I just scared a couple of the dogs in the neighborhood there. It's okay.
All right, question number two. What? Actually, let me do this one. It's one of those where I give you three names, and you're going to tell me what team these guys played for together. Not the year, just team. Aroldis Chapman. Mm. Jorge Soler.
Ugh.
John Lester.
Oh, God.
Chicago Cubs.
Whoa! Lance, nice job. I thought that was going to throw people for a loop
Jorge
there.
Jorge Soler was a Cub?
Apparently so, Chris.
When was that?
2016.
Really?
Yes.
I would have not gotten that because of Jorge Soler.
I would have thought he's only been with the Giants and the Marlins.
He was definitely a Royal.
Oh, he was a Royal. Oh, yeah, you're right, he was. Making sure. The Cubs, yeah, 2016.
That's who he started with, the Cubs. Mm-hmm. I did not know that, but Lance did.
That was amazing, Lance.
Very good, Lance.
That was very good. Yeah. All right, here we go.
One more.
Question number three. You get this right, or Chris gets it wrong, and you're qualified for a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the last switch hitter to win MVP in baseball? Switch hitter to win MVP in baseball.
Man, I guess I'll go way back and go Chipper Jones.
Chippa! Stay there, though. Stay there.
Chipper Jones was, I was going to go back further than that.
If I could turn
back. Yeah, because I'm weird. Mickey Mantle was a switch hitter.
Oh, Mickey!
He won some triple crowns, MVPs, or what is it? MVP?
MVP.
Yeah. I think he got me on this one.
Wow.
I mean, unless, because Chipper Jones is more recent than Mickey Mantle, and he wasn't correct, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, I don't know. I don't know any recent MVPs very well.
All right. Nice job.
Lance.
Stay there, Lance. It was Jimmy Rollins of the Phillies.
Jimmy.
Yeah, we've had him on the show before.
Yes, we have. He forgot to tell me that he was a switch-hitting MVP when he was on the show.
How could he ever forget to do that?
Yeah, hi, guys. Jimmy Rollins here, switch-hitting MVP.
Yeah, I thought that's on his business card.
You would think so. That's good. Good. Lance is good, though.
Yeah, Lance was a good winner.
Congratulations, Lance. Now he's going to have to hold up even longer before he delivers the mail.
So I'm going to get your information.
His information. But we'll let him do that while we take a quick timeout, check traffic, come back one final segment.
And I got to hear about this singing telegram job that you had. You admitted brother. On the round table. I'm not forgetting about this.
Bad mistake by me. All right, more on that and other sports news that you might be more interested in when Gwen and Chris resumes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4:22 is the time. Wrapping things up here. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's all of us. It's the weekly Padre Roundtable. Myself, Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, commercial-free hour talking about nothing but Padres baseball. We get into everything happening with your Friars as they come home. What is it, 37-39?
Right? I don't look at the standings until August 1st, Chris, so I don't know.
Make sure. 38-40. So they're two games under 500. They played a couple more games. Actually, you know what Saturday will be? Saturday will be
halfway point.
Yes, the 81st game of the season for the Padres.
Wow.
Be exactly halfway through this season already. We discuss all of it on the roundtable. Stay tuned for that.
For that.
Did you see the call the other night in the Rockies-Dodgers game?
Which one?
I think it was Tuesday night. But see, the Rockies had a 9-4 lead going into the ninth inning. Which is surprising in and unto itself that the Rockies even had a lead.
Over the Dodgers, yeah.
Yes. Jason Hayward then hit a grand slam, made it 9-8. And then the Dodgers got two runners on with two out. And I believe the batter was Teoscar Hernandez.
Okay, Teoscar.
And the fine relief pitcher for the Rockies threw a little sharp breaking curveball in the outside corner with two strikes that Teoscar Hernandez swung at
deposited.
To end the game.
Oh.
But the home plate umpire wasn't sure whether it was a check swing, so he went down to the first base umpire.
Oh, gosh.
First base umpire said, oh, no, no swing.
Really?
Bud Black lost his mind, got kicked out of the game. And the next pitch was hit out for a three-run homer, and the Dodgers won.
So what was the right call?
Oh, he swung.
He swung.
No argument, yeah.
See, this is why the check swing is one of the weirdest things to me.
I don't know what robo-umps can do about that. Be honest with you. Robo-umps can't call that.
No, but they have to find a way.
Well,
and apparently they're installing robo-umps into AAA by like June 25th of this year, so 5 days or something, or yeah. July 25th, one of the two, well, I think it's July.
It was a bad call, and it, you know, the Rockies, you know, give the Rockies a break, for heaven's sakes. Let them win a game that they actually should have won.
Remember anyway. That check swing that decided the Giants and the Dodgers in the playoffs
it's
with Wilmer Flores? It's a huge deal. It's all up to one guy paying attention for a half of a second.
And not really getting a good look at it.
No.
Because it happens in a split second like that, right? It says bang and it's over. And now, did he swing? No. And then they checked, you know, they showed the slow motion.
And he went.
Hernandez, you know, broke his wrist. I mean, it wasn't even close, really.
Gonzo wants to know what your definition of a check swing is.
I don't really know.
No one knows.
I've been watching the game for, you know, 60 years. It's really tough to determine. To me, it's usually if the bat passes all the way over the plate or the wrist is broken. If you break your wrist and you know what I mean? You follow through.
Yeah.
And it looked like Hernandez bit both of those things, but that's not how the umpire saw it. Speaking of getting kicked out of the game, did you also see Mike Schilt get kicked out of Sunday's game after Manny Machado was thrown out?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, you saw that.
Yes.
Did you see the John Boy video that followed it?
No.
Oh, that went through everything Mike Schilt said to the umpire that day?
What?
You didn't see that?
No.
All right.
Well, should I be pulling it up online?
You should for your own good.
Okay.
But for the rest of you, stay tuned because that's a big topic of conversation on the round table.
Okay.
So that's coming up shortly.
Nice job.
All right. Now that I've done all of that, wasted as much time as I can, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know why I'm singing Andy. What is that? The Andy Griffith
show?
Yes, why
are you singing the Andy Griffith
show? So Adam texted me this morning when I was about to leave the house and said, Chris just admitted that his worst job ever was being a singing telegram guy. Okay, tell me all about it. What did you sing?
Yeah.
And how did you get this job?
Yeah, well, it's also on the round table, so this is another preview of what's coming up. But it's going to sound like a cop-out. Because I sounded like a cop-out before and everybody's mad at me. But I don't remember a whole lot about it. I was in college. I was 19 years old. It was summer. And somebody said, you know, you're outgoing. A friend of mine does a singing telegram thing and they're looking for somebody. I said, I don't know. I could do worse, I guess. So I checked it out. And I went over there and got the job. And I only had the job for about a month, if that. I mean, it's just a burnout situation.
Yeah.
You do three or four of them a day.
Oh, gosh.
You know, you're running all over town. You've got to change your clothes 7 times.
Oh, no.
Into different outfits.
What's the...
But I really don't remember any of the songs. Everybody, Adam wants me to sing a song. I'm like, you kidding me? That was like 35 years ago. I don't remember the songs. I really don't.
It would be like you and three other guys pop with your heads out. Hello, hello, hello. Your wife is divorcing you. You need to go to the lawyer. 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 Lawyer.
All right, what you're doing right there is better than anything I did. I will tell you that. But, it was a crazy job. As I admitted on the round table, one of my costumes made me strip all the way down to basically a bodysuit with a clover leaf covering. And that was pretty embarrassing. But I had to do that many a time. And, to perform in front of, I don't know, usually 20, 30 people. It'd be in an office or a restaurant or something for usually a birthday or a graduation or a retirement. And singing telegrams were a big deal for that, that time and space in the world. And I did it, and I said it was my worst job. So it's not one I want to continue to, relive. But... whatever, it's on the resume somewhere, buried deep.
You know what, I give you credit for it. The only weird job I had was, I guess I in high school, senior year of high school, I drove around and I put little hangers on doors for all the houses that had wood shingle roofs. Mm-hmm. And I was told, if it says no loitering, who cares? Just go put one up there anyway.
Oh, yeah. No solicitation.
Yeah, not no loitering. I mean, I'm hanging out in their front yard. But no solicitation. You know how many times I almost got into a fight with someone because I didn't pay attention to their no solicitation sign? And I went back to my boss at the time and I said, these people really don't like it when I go and knock on their door. He said, I'll just do it anyway.
Easy for you to say, pal.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll sing my way out of here. Right on into the round table, which is commercial-free Padre talk for the next hour, and then Padre pregame, then Padre baseball. Good night to be a Padre and a Padre fan. For Scraby, for Tony, Gwynn and Chris returns tomorrow. Friar Friday, Matt Waldron will be our guest tomorrow. Don't miss it, starting at 2 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.